Welcome to episode 47 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm in the car once again, heading back through torrential rain after a nice, quick corporate portrait shoot. There's often an assumption that having your business portrait taken is a long, drawn-out, uncomfortable affair. Now, I know this doesn't have to be the case, and the shoot in question is a prime example of how my way of working helps me get the results my clients want. It's one thing for my subjects to be professional during their day-to-day activities, but of course one of my key objectives is always to make sure this comes across in the resulting pictures. So, let's get straight to it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 47. It's about 11:15 on a Tuesday morning, and I'm just joined the motorway and I'm heading back from a portrait shoot that I've just done for a solicitor's firm. Now, the weather is absolutely atrocious today. I'm driving along here and it's lashing down with rain, there's spray coming up off the roads. You just wouldn't want to be out necessarily photographing in it unless you're dealing with very specific subject matter. For example, if you wanted to photograph, mountain bikers in the mud on a muddy track, perfect. But today my lens was trained towards solicitors in an office situation, in amongst their colleagues, just very simple, very professional head and shoulders portraits. Now, regular listeners will know that over recent months, you may have heard me talk a lot about outdoor matters and photography and the kit that goes with it. If you're a new listener, what you may not know is that my activities are split between working with businesses, providing imagery for marketing, PR, promotional material, things like websites and brochures and reports and things, and the outdoor markets, which involve similar output, as it were, in terms of how the images are used, but obviously they're more often than not involved, they involve being outdoors. Today's shoot then, I turned up. Well, the shoot was due to begin at 9:30 this morning, and I always leave plenty of time because you never know what's going to happen on the road to get there. So for me, the journey was about half an hour. So knowing that the shoot was due to begin at 9:30, and I always say that if we are agreeing that 9:30 is the shoot time, that is the time that I set up or start setting up lighting, thinking about what room I'm photographing in or what part of the office, and thinking about the backgrounds and things like that. So I set off at about half eight this morning, and as it would happen, the weather was rubbish, but I still turned up at just before 9 o'clock. So I sat in the car for 15 minutes and caught up on emails and Twitter and things on my phone. And then at 15:15, I introduced myself, went in, and I know the firm concerned, so I just made myself, when I say introduced myself, made it aware that I was there. So went in, asked about where we're doing the pictures, because that is always my starting point, because there's no point lugging cases and cases of kit and backdrops and things into their premises, into their offices, if you're not going to use it. So, to give you an idea of what I brought to the shoot, it's always better to have too much kit than not enough. For example, if I was expecting to use a constant light source, like the halogen lamps that I use that are bounced off the ceiling, If that didn't work out, then, and the light wasn't any good, the existing light, then I'd need to work around it. So for that reason, I'd want to bring my speed lights and my flash guns. So I walk in there, and there were essentially two areas that were earmarked for potential use. There was an atrium area, which was a little bit dark, with a slight sort of overhang area, which then, as you looked up, they had a skylight, a window roof, which in theory should allow lots of light to come in, but on a grey, wet, windy, overcast day like today, it was still fairly bright, but it wasn't ideal for that. The light coming through wasn't ideal for that area in the atrium with the overhang. The other consideration there was that they have a new sign that obviously has their firm's branding on it. Now, ordinarily, it's a good idea to say, let's try and get... unless they're specifically needing to be neutral pictures with a fairly neutral background, let's try and get your logo, your branding in there. Often it's the case that if it's in a workplace where someone's got a uniform, it's on their lapel, it's on their hat, it's on a jacket they're wearing. Because we're talking of a law firm and they're in smart suits, there's not that branding. So that, and the other key point here was that we were trying to match up these pictures so that they fitted in with shots that they're already using on their website. And when I look at those pictures, none of them have a sign in the background or a reference to the sign, because they were taken at a time when the sign wasn't there. So those pictures would have looked out of sync with the others. So the other area which I wanted to consider was on the first floor, which had this lovely big skylight roof above, and just a really nice brushed metal railing going round, and then that sort of circular aperture looked down to the reception area below. So the first thing I did was to bring in... I actually brought in a couple of cases, but I brought in my my main Pelly case, which has my camera kit in. For those of you who don't know, I use Pelly cases because on especially days like this, they're robust, they keep dust and dirt, and more importantly, rain and moisture out of my equipment. So I had today the 1510 Pelly case, and I'll put links in the show notes. So I brought this case in, opened it up, and I took out my D3 with an 80-200 telephoto lens on it. This is a typical lens that I use for this sort of portraiture because, excuse me yawning, I'm quite tired this morning. This lens lets me have a nice close crop on the subject, which, as is typical, as was the case this morning... Just going to slow right down here because someone's just coming off the slipway and they're not pulling across. That was really stupid. Right, so where was I? Perils of the job. Yes, telephoto lens. It allows you to pull the subject away from the background. You use a large enough aperture that you're throwing the background out of focus, yet keeping the subject in focus. So my aperture on this occasion was, I believe it was about f5, which isn't huge, but often I shoot at f sort of 2.8, something like that, if I'm shooting in really close quarters. On this occasion, I was the other side of this aperture that had the railing giving some distance. It was probably, I work in feet, so it's probably... 6-12, probably about 25 feet, something like that, maybe a bit less, f5 or 5.6, and that allowed me to just have a bit of information in the background, which I was able to single out an area of wall and a the corner of a filing cabinet and the doorway, which was just very neutral, because these pictures are going to be black and white. And the way that the pictures are going to appear on the website, and it's their web man who's going to be doing this and they're making them black and white, they want them to be quite grey. Now, if you know me and you know my approach, you know that I am not a big fan of grey black and white pictures. I often think about, like on a day like today, if you went down to the beach and you had a promenade, the beach, which is all shingle, you had the sea and the sky. On a day like today, it's very grey, very flat, there's no contrast. So I always have to be aware that there's enough contrast to bring out the subject. So the background on this occasion was allowing me to do that, because in the most part, both the ladies and the gentlemen that were being photographed had suits which were dark or light, which were enough to give contrast. So the setup was with the 80-200 on the D3. Therefore, let me, I just lost my train of thought here. Yes, and the shots were handheld, and we had probably about 7 or 8 people to photograph. And once I got, I did a couple of test shots without people, just with the railing there, just to get an overall sense of what the exposures were going to be, how the background was going to be out, thrown out of focus and what have you. And so in that sense, I was able to then think about lighting. In the event, I didn't need any extra lighting. I just used what was there. In the boot of my car, I had the continuous lighting case, which I alluded to before. I had another Pelly 1510 case, which had my speed lights in. If I had needed to use those, I would have probably used... I'm a big fan of softboxes, which, if you don't know, a softbox you have in front of the light, which you shoot the flash gun through, and it creates a very nice, soft, diffused light, similar to what was coming through the roof window. If I hadn't used a softbox, my next option would have been a shoot-through umbrella. It does a very similar thing, a little bit harsher maybe, and also you can't control the spill of the light quite so much, just because of the nature of it. In the car, I also had a tripod. Not that I was really expecting to use that, but sometimes it's good to have it there. But apart from that, it was really just the 3 cases and the tripod case, and that was it. So the shots themselves, one person at a time, inviting them up to stand by this railing, just making sure that they're, for example, with the ladies, their blouses, to make sure that they were sitting right, there were not any heavy creases, there were not folds there, and everything looked smart. Especially with the gentlemen, you want to make sure that around their shoulders, where they're wearing a suit, so I hate to say it, but a lot of gents don't wear suits that fit them properly. And what you find is either the material sort of ruffles up around their shoulders, or where you have their hands just in front of them, and we were using the railing to give them somewhere to put their hands, just their hands together, arms folded, or just very gently placed like that, you find that there's often a bit too much material in the length of the arm, in the sleeves. So we just need to make sure of that. I don't mind admitting that actually with one particular lady, we'd done the shots and we thought we were all done and what have you. And I just previewed some of the pictures and I was looking at them and I'm thinking, they look okay. She was happy with them. The client as a whole, they were going to be happy with them. But I wasn't happy with the way that just one of her collars was sitting, or just below the collar where it went down to the first button, because it was open neck. So I actually went back and I asked her to come back and do just another, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, just to get a few extra shots just to satisfy myself, so that I know that now as I'm driving back, I'm not going to be thinking, oh, I wish I'd gone back and reshot that. Because again, if you know my approach, you know I'd rather get it right at the time rather than thinking about Photoshop and changing elements and all this sort of thing. I can't be doing with lots of that. So I'm much happier to think that that was done at the time. So yeah, I don't know how many shots we did between the people, seven people, maybe, I know, a couple of hundred perhaps, something like that. And that's it. And I'm heading back. So again, it was just a very simple, I would say, one light. I mean, there was no extra light that I used, but you had the light coming from through the roof. So one light, one camera, one lens, shot over the course of about an hour, something like that. And then that allowed time for having a chat with people. You know, you don't just go in there and say, right, I'm here to take your picture, stand there, take the pictures, bye, and off you go. You have a bit of banter with the people just to relax them. Even after the shoot, you know, I made a point of going back into the main office, which is all very open plan, so everyone was aware of the shoot, everyone was having a bit of banter. I, for example, had someone standing just over my shoulder behind me to just kind of, I always say, offer moral support, just kind of engage their colleagues in a bit of conversation. It gets a bit of expression in the faces, a bit of smiling, and it just helps relax them. So what I do is, after that first person has been photographed, I get them to be the person that stands behind me, and then another person comes in to be the subject. But then, once I had finished doing all of the pictures, I packed my cameras up, left them in a side room, and I went back into the office and just had a chat with people just to, you know, just to talk about how the pictures are being used, and even things that aren't specifically about those the pictures, stuff about business, about networking, about photographs in general, how they're used, how their previous shoots might have been, all these things, which what it's doing is actually it's actually just creating that bond between you and the client. And that's the way I work. And we were saying the pictures that I'm using are actually going to be sent in the post to another office. They're not going to be handled by this office today. So just having a bit of banter, it allows us to spread the connection a bit between the office I was in and where the pictures are going, and it just keeps everyone happy and no one's in the dark, and it rounds off the shoot nicely. You know, you wouldn't, for example, I don't know if I'll be able to think of another example, say you had a builder doing some work, and they did a really good job. You wouldn't just have the builder say, right, I'm done now, and you say, oh, okay, and you just walk off. You would say, you know, thanks very much, and, you know, what's your next job, where are you off to now, and what have you. And this, again, was the same situation, that once I'd done these pictures, the lady that was sat on the reception, I said, right, I'm all done now. Is there anything else while I'm here, you know, that you've thought of? Because we've still got a bit of time. While I'm here, I'm happy to do something a bit extra. You know, we had a bit of a chat. We were talking about about the trip that I did a while back up at Monsall in Derbyshire, in the outdoors. We're talking about how it's a nice part of the country, how she'd like to go there. All these sort of things, which they have nothing to do actually with the shoots that we did today, but it's all just good to, you know, keep it friendly, and it bodes well for the future. So now, as I head back, and I'm sort of not really far off being home really, in the grand scheme of things. So I say home, I'm back in the office. I'm going to go back, of course, put the kettle on for a cup of tea. Probably going to be thinking about lunch soon, because I had a quick breakfast, but I had to be on my way. Going to get back, and I will be editing these pictures today, and all being well, I've got other things to be getting on with, but all being well, I would like to have these pictures sent out in today's post. So the shoot is in the morning, the last post is 5:15 this evening, and all being well, because it's out of my hands once it's in the post, all being well, the pictures will be in the other office first thing in the morning. I would expect them to be able to look at the pictures and depending on what they've got on their agenda and what time they have to give over to them, they can then prepare the images, and in theory, those pictures can be on their website within, within the hour that they've received them. Of course, the pictures could be submitted to the website within minutes of them being photographed, but that's not the way we're working on this occasion. But then that's it. So that completes the process. The only thing then to do is to draft up the invoice, which always gets submitted with the pictures. So they've got the goods, as it were, and the invoices with them. And that's it. That is the entirety of the shoot. And then just following up afterwards, making sure they're happy with the pictures, making sure that when I see them on the website, I want to make sure that they are working as best as they can for the client, and especially as they are going to be making them black and white themselves rather than me doing it, I want to make sure that they're not doing the typical thing of basically just removing the colour information from the files, making the pictures absolutely flat and grey and horrible. Now, it's not... The opinion falls in two camps. Either you say, it's none of my business, once they've got the pictures, they do what they want, and if they want that look, well, then that's fine. But equally, if I've taken those pictures and word of mouth passes between people and they say, who took the pictures, equally it works well and it works not so well. If someone thinks that those pictures look grey and flat and not particularly striking, shall we say, well, I don't want that, so I want to make sure there is still going to be contrast in those pictures between, for example, a gentleman's suit and the background, and just making sure that they are getting the most out of the pictures they've commissioned me to take. So on that note, I'm going to leave it there, continue my journey, and look forward to getting these pictures wrapped up and sent off to the client.
So on that occasion, thanks to a simple setup, basic but flattering lighting and some light-hearted conversation, I was able to produce some really nice imagery which is now in place on the client's website. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage and at theactivetog for the latest news, web links, hints and tips. There's also the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course send me a good old fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcasts.